Good morning, Wake Up HCC. It is Hoke Alive with Gris Oviedo and Janelle, my friend Janelle from theater. It is Theater Wednesday.
Theater.
I know I say it's so dramatic.
Yes.
I actually had, that comes from Betty Ann. She is the one who used to say theater. You have to say it theater. Like that, and you have to pronounce the T and, you know. Like,
yes.
It's funny, though, because the R kind of gets lost in there, mm-hmm. but which usually you want to sound all of them, you know, all of your letters.
Well,
but
yes.
In that case, you just
We've
forget.
Say it in the American, say theater.
Yeah, there you
I'm
go.
I'm going to the theater.
Yeah, there you go. Or if you are from Ecuador like me, then you really roll it. But
yes, right.
So it depends where you're from and what you're going for, if you're going to roll that R or not. And, you know.
Yeah.
It's. February is the month of love. It's a good month.
It is.
It's a very good month. It's a special month. It's kind of like, you know, we have, I feel anyways, mm-hmm. that throughout the year, there's certain months because of the one day, right? Like Christmas, mm-hmm. right? So December is Christmas is all about that. And it's just one day.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. October, Halloween. Right. It's the entire month that has a certain feel to it, right? In preparation for that one day. One thing that I personally love about Valentine's Day is that it's right in the middle of the month.
Yeah.
You know, whereas all of the other ones usually tend to fall last week, like, you know, in the last week or like towards the end of the month. Even Thanksgiving is the same way. July the 4th is a little bit different because it's so early in the month. It's almost like, it doesn't really. Yeah, but like it kicks it off. But at the same time, it's like, it's just so sudden, so quick. It comes, the month starts, July the 4th comes, and then it's just July. You know?
And then there's nothing. There's this void of holidays.
Right. For a while. So,
unless you're going to celebrate like French Independence Day or whatever.
Yeah. And you know, but what it's cool about February is like, so we just had the biggest holidays, right? Mm-hmm. We had Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, right? We had mm-hmm. all of those. Then you get that little break in January where it's like, okay, recover, right? Mm-hmm. And then here comes February, which is an abundance of red and love. And
right after St. Patty's Day.
And then you turn green after that.
So
yeah.
I was buying Valentine's with my kids yesterday. And already in the store, everything is green. Like, but it's not even Valentine's, Mom.
I know. The chocolate won't go on sale until the 15th, though, which is my birthday, actually. So it's one of the sweetest things
February
about my
15th
birthday.
Is your birthday? Aww. That's my half birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my full birthday. But, but you know, the funny thing is, like, that's what I always say. I'm like, you know, what else can somebody ask for? It's like, it's my birthday. All the chocolate goes on sale. Right. It's like, you know, it's a treat.
To you.
I know, right?
It's nice. Like, my anniversary is on July 3rd.
Oh.
So we always have the next day. There's a party.
There's huge holiday. There's fireworks and everything.
There's day off work. Right? So whatever we
and
do
it's
for
a national holiday.
Right.
There you go. You planned that well.
I know. Isn't that good?
Pat in the back for you.
Yeah, it was good thinking.
So tell us, Janelle, what is happening in theater?
Well, first of all, for anybody who's listening on campus right now in the Horowitz Center is very exciting because there's Krispy Kreme donuts sale in the lobby.
I know. I came this morning and I was like, ooh.
So if you haven't gotten your donuts yet, mm-hmm. the support group is putting on this sale of donuts for a good cause and it's yummy. So go down there, buy a dozen, share them with your friends on campus, give them to your students. It's early in the morning. They need a little sugar to concentrate. So go ahead and get some donuts.
Or wake up,
and,
you know. Nobody's judging.
So that's what's happening right now in the Horowitz Center.
Yeah, get your donuts for today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but other than that, it is a big month. And the first thing that I want to let everybody know about is the upcoming Rep Stage production opening next week. This is their third production of the season, first of 2020.
Wow.
And they open next Thursday with preview performances. And the title is Kill, Move, Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to it. I haven't read the script yet, but rehearsals seem to be going very well. And it's a little heavy. I will just give everybody, you know, a fair warning. It's a little bit heavy because it centers around the issue of unarmed black men being killed by police.
Mm, okay.
So you meet four men in the afterlife, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. this dialogue between them as they discover some truths. And
right.
So it's a one act, mm-hmm. which is kind of nice because when you're dealing with, you know, subject matter like yeah. that, to go in there and let yourself fall into the story and then step out of that. And,
right.
You know,
right,
take
right,
a break
and go process
and then go back
it. Yeah.
into it yeah. is a little bit much. So yeah. it's a one act. I think it's running about 70 minutes right now.
Okay.
So for those of you who are going to come see it during the day, the matinee, the HCC matinee, is Friday, February 28th mm-hmm. at 2:00, and that's $5 tickets, and it also counts as diversity credit, and there will be a post-show discussion, and there will be plenty to talk about, I'm sure. So
mm-hmm. yeah.
So that's something. Encourage students to come.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I don't know how deep we want to go into that, but my mind, and that's why I'm a little quiet right now, because it's like, ooh, where do we go with this? Because there's right. so much that we can talk about. But I think we can, you know, given that it's the month of love, maybe that's where I want to go with it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's
so.
Usually the best place to go, right. no matter what you're looking at. It's definitely a sensitive matter. It's mm-hmm. definitely something that is very, very much in our face right now. It's just something that everybody's talking about and it's thinking about. So I guess where I want to go with this is really to encourage people to come with an open mind and come with an open heart more than anything
yes.
else, you know, and,
yes.
and really try to understand this from a perspective of love. Mm-hmm. Forget about which side of the issue you're coming from, right? I think that's important when we come and look at these issues is to kind of be able to like take off our own predisposed ideas when mm-hmm. we come into a scenario like this and try to look at it with a set of fresh eyes and listen to the other side, you know, really try
Absolutely.
To listen and connect to the other side. Because if we simply stay connected with our own perspective and our own reality and our own view of things, then we're not growing and
Right.
we're not really allowing for love to overcome and maybe overpower whatever the issue is at heart. You know what
Right.
I mean? So when you... Please do come. I think I love that you guys are doing this. I feel that the more we open forums for discussion and allow people to come and process these realities, mm-hmm. If we come with that good perspective and that good open mind and open heart, I think that we can actually, at the end, come stronger together mm-hmm. and find real solutions and understand the issues for what they are
Absolutely.
And find ways to overcome it and really just come strong together out of it.
And I think another benefit of coming and seeing a play like this, some people, you know, I've talked to some people about this who are kind of hesitant,
mm-hmm.
you know, like,
mm-hmm.
why do I want to come see that? That's just sad. That's, you know.
Right, right.
We don't need to be beat over the head with this idea. You know, I think what's beautiful about this is that right now we're inundated with this negative news
mm-hmm.
all the time
mm-hmm.
and people I think are desensitized to it. It's another black male
yeah.
killed and in your mind that can just become they're all the same man. Well, they're not. They're
right.
all individual human beings with stories and families and hopes and dreams. And when you put yourself into a theater and get to know a character and
mm-hmm.
get to know a person, it really can kind of hit home.
Yeah.
It's individuals.
Right.
Not
right.
just a statistic.
Absolutely.
You know, so it really humanizes, you know, that another one in the news.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, one of the most powerful things that I've seen was actually right here at the theater a couple years back. There was one of the galas that you guys had and one of the pieces actually showed the same reality
mm-hmm.
and there was no dialogue. It was just a dance piece. It was just like theatrical
yeah.
dance piece. And it was so moving because with just feelings and movement,
mm-hmm.
you were able to really connect with the emotions that they were trying to put out there.
Right.
So something that you're not going to get from the news, something that you're not going to get from reading any type of report or seeing any type of, you know, incidents out there. And that's not to minimize that whatsoever, because it's, again, it's part of our reality and the facts are facts, right?
Right.
But when you can come and see something like that, that really connects in a much more deep and it connects with your senses, like that's really what it does. It just takes you to a whole other level, and as I said, it might even actually open up opportunities for you to really try to understand both sides here, and you know, not looking who's right or who's wrong, but really a way to just move forward together in a way that's good for everybody.
Right. To see the true impact of it. It's not an argument. It's not
exactly
meant to incite anger. It's
right.
It's meant to incite understanding.
Healing.
And healing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, yeah. I love this. I love this. So Kill Move Paradise.
Kill Move Paradise. It runs February 20th through March 8th.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that that Friday matinee is the 28th at 2:00.
Okay.
And so buy your tickets. I think it's gonna sell out. And
yeah.
We hope to have a lot of students coming. Grace Anastasiadis has been working with some community partners and with Joffrey in student services to make sure that some students come and that there's facilitated discussion around it.
Mm-hmm.
They're having a pre-show lecture that is centered around the topic of getting home safe for the African-American community.
Mm-hmm.
And because that's unfortunately something that needs to be talked about.
Right.
It's a concern.
Yeah. I know many people just push it to the side and say that that's not real, but it's a real issue that needs to be talked about and needs to be understood. And, you know, we just need to find a solution. I mean, everybody needs to get home safe, right?
Yes.
But there is,
depending
sadly,
on who you are and what time of night it is.
Sadly,
people have a very different experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just driving home.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
Right. So please come.
Yeah.
And
Kill Move Paradise.
Hopefully it sparks a conversation, not only in the theater, but to take home and talk with your family and your
absolutely.
Friends.
And your friends. And, you know, hopefully we can make this a thing in our community where everybody feels safe.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that should be our prerogative with this one. What's next, Janelle?
Oh my gosh! So before the next time I'm here is actually because I think the Diversity Film Festival is going to be taking place before I come back. So I want to touch on that. It's in March.
Okay.
But March 2nd through 7th.
Right.
And we're moving into Diversity Week here on campus. That's actually the following week, the week of March 9th. But before that, we have Diversity Film Festival.
Okay.
And Marie Westhaver puts together a list of international films and films that touch on diversity from the States as well.
Which, can we mention that, you know, an international film just won an Oscar?
Yes! How exciting.
Right. So it's an exciting time for diversity.
Absolutely. They really swept up.
I did not watch the Oscars. It's not something that I necessarily watch on a regular basis. But I kept hearing, usually the complaint is there was not enough diversity. Whereas this time I was hearing like, okay, there is a lot of diversity this year. Like, wow. Like, they really, really just made sure to be all inclusive. It felt like, from the comments, I can't say that
It was interesting, and it seemed, I mean, I'm sure somebody has the statistics, but it seemed like the number of nominees, there wasn't a huge percentage of nominees, you know, diverse nominees, but they won.
Yeah.
It was like, So that's fantastic.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's great. Yeah. So I was really excited for Parasite when I heard the news.
Yet.
I have not seen it yet. Yeah, no, I haven't. But I had heard that it's a really good film, that it's very provocative, that it's really deep.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Marie,
and apparently there's some big twist.
Yeah. And yes, like a big, big major twist that you just do not see coming. And Marie and Mike, they have a show here with us at the movies. And they actually, back in December, they talked about Parasite.
Okay.
So you know, now they didn't know that it was going to win the Oscar at the time, but definitely go and listen to that conversation, because I think it'll give you an idea. The way that they open up the show is we're going to talk about films that talk about family, but then Parasite takes a very different look at family and then family dynamics and things like that. So yeah, listen to our show and, you know, go watch the movie. I'm excited. I definitely want to go watch it. So, and I'm excited that it won. It opened up great doors. I mean, it just really shut some barriers.
And you know
barriers.
What I love, and I'm a sucker for award shows anyway, but I love how happy they seem to be accepting the awards. Aww. You know, it's just see that joy. You can tell that they really care about it and they're really honored. And, you know, the director's just, you know, just gleeful and proud.
Oh, that's great.
And I mean, I feel like that anytime anybody wins anything.
Right. But, I know, I'm the one crying.
I'm like, oh, you worked so hard. Congratulations. So Marie puts together the Diversity Film Festival, and I won't read them all here. If you go to the howardcc.edu/filmfestivals, you can click and see all the details and everything. The one I do want to mention is that usually we only run Monday through Friday with the film festivals, but we have a special Saturday showing this year because Marie thought we need a bigger venue. Usually everything's in the Montebaro.
Okay.
And it is Monday through Friday, but on Saturday, March 7th, we're having a showing of Amazing Grace, which is a documentary with Aretha Franklin at the New Bethel Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
And I've not seen it, but apparently it's amazing.
Wow.
And who doesn't love Aretha Franklin?
No, exactly. Sounds
so
great.
So that's going to be in the Smith at 2 o'clock on Saturday, March 7th.
All right. So mark your calendars.
Mark your calendars. And it's free, but tickets are required.
Okay.
So you can get your tickets at the box office. And,
Let's remind everybody again where they can, you know, they can get the tickets and all that information.
howardcc.edu/filmfestivals. Mm-hmm. Or come to the box office. We're open Tuesday through Friday, 12 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
So come on down.
Yeah.
Get your tickets for everything.
And come watch some diverse films. I love that.
But then back in February, backing up, we've got next week, Hoco Palazzo has their annual Irish evening.
Yep.
Which I'm sure you know about.
Yeah. Lots of fun. They were here for Razzle Dazzle.
Good.
So if you want to hear in detail what they're planning for this year, go listen to our latest episode of Razzle Dazzle.
Yes. Please do that.
It's always a lot of fun, though. It's, you know, Carolyn, actually, our host for Razzle Dazzle, one of our hosts for Razzle Dazzle, she apparently is there every year. And I've heard mentions of some green tapping shoes before.
Yeah, they have Teal and Dance Company. Irish dancing, and O'Malley's March.
Yeah.
Governor O'Malley's band will be here. And so it's always a fun night.
They've got
some Irish coffee available. And so,
do they have the green beer still? Because I know that used to be a thing.
Green beer. They have got Guinness.
Okay. So there will be beer. It might not be
Guinness
green.
And some Irish coffee. So
yeah.
So it's a nice evening. And Alice McDermott is the poet. And then so it's poetry and music and dancing and
it's just a fun time. I mean, I can't say that I've partaken on it. The one year that I wanted to come, I think it's the year that it snowed, that I was able to make it, and, you know, Mother Nature was like, nope, you're Latina, you don't go to Irish night. That was Mother Nature's doing. I'm kidding. It's open to everybody. but you know, it's funny because that one year that I was able to make it, usually my schedule does not allow me, as it is the case this year. It was just a snowy day, so they had to cancel.
Yeah,
but I've heard that it's a great time, that there's a lot of fun, that it's just really It's if you come once, they say that you will continue to come every year because it's just really that much fun. It's just
it's really fun.
That kind of event that you just enjoy and you don't want to miss every year. So make it a tradition. Make it a tradition. St. Patrick's Day is something that I had never even heard of, like, growing up in Ecuador. So it's not something that I was even familiar with. I mean, yes, you know, and if I guess through religion, yes, you know that there is that day, right? That celebration of that saint, but the way that the Irish community celebrates it, that I was never something that I even imagined that existed.
Well, and I think that's one of those things that's Americanized as well. I'm sure. Okay. Like if you go to Ireland, I think it's probably not like, you know,
like it is here, right.
It's
right.
Kind of like how you know we do Cinco de Mayo.
Right.
It's like
right.
It's
not a holiday.
It's an American.
It is. It is holiday. An American holiday.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So, yeah. No.
We just like to find reasons to celebrate.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Food.
Yeah. There you go. And who doesn't like tacos?
Right.
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 So that's great. Is there anything else, Janelle, going on in this month, February?
This weekend, the music department has their guest artists coming in, Duo Ingolfsson Stupel.
And that's a mouthful.
Yes, it is. I have to go back to my German classes, I feel like.
Just to say that name.
Yes. I didn't do well in German, but... Judith Ingolfsson, violin and viola, and Vladimir Stupel on piano. And so they have a concert on Saturday night, and then there's a masterclass on Sunday. And I know there's tickets still available for this weekend. So if you don't have anything planned for this weekend, come on out, 7:30 concert. And, you know, a lot of people, I feel like there's this stigma that you have to know about classical music in order to attend, but you don't. You can just come, enjoy being indoors, listen to lovely music, and you don't have to be academic about it. You can just enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, it's for everybody.
You know, I like that. I like that you said that because I think I kind of fall into that group where it's like, oh, it's going to be a concert, you know, if it's Mozart or this and that. Right. At least the names that I am kind of familiar with, I'm like, okay, I at least I've heard one song or two before, right? So it's like, okay, I can go there. But then if it's a name like, you know, that I've never heard before or this or that, I feel like, ooh, I have no idea what this is. And I do feel a little like, maybe it's not for me. Right. Maybe I should just stay home and look at something
else.
But it
is. You can just enjoy it.
But so I like that freedom. I like that invitation that you just set right now because it's kind of silly now that I think about it that I'm doing that because it's like, well, if I don't experience it, you know, for that first time, when am I going to do it?
You know? And you don't have to know all the...
They're not going to quiz me.
You don't even have to know how to read music to sit and listen.
Yeah.
And, you know, appreciate.
Right.
You know.
Right,
you know,
right,
I don't know all the rules of football, but I still watch the game. Mm-hmm. So it's...
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. No, I like that. I like that perspective. So
we're trying to tear down some walls and get more people into the theater.
Yeah, give yourself
you
a gift.
Just enjoy it.
Yeah, give yourself a gift.
And the ticket prices are so reasonable.
New.
You know, if you're going to pay $20 to go see a 3D movie, come and, you know, see
something
concert.
Live. Right. Yeah, see something. And there's something special about live concerts. There's something special about live performances in general that I really appreciate. I actually think that when I watch movies, even though I really, really enjoy all the special effects and this and that, but then when you watch an old movie where you didn't have that, and when you watch the ones where when they actually had like the props and you know, like it was physical, it was tangible, and the sets and this and that. I mean, there's something to be said about that. Mm-hmm. There's something really special. Many times it looked weird because, you know, it was, I mean, you were making trying to make it work, right? Whereas now you can really get lost in the CG world and all the CGI and all of that.
Right.
But when you look at a film from the past, You forgive, mm-hmm. and because you understand that it's human. It just that's what it is. It just feels very human. It just feels like it's something that you can do. That is something that you can make, right? When you're in these other worlds, I think that I go to those movies with the idea that I'm just gonna get lost and I'm just gonna completely break away from this world, kind of thing. And that's my expectation. But when I look at these other movies, it's kind of like it makes me feel good knowing that this is something that was humanly made, that is not perfect, but yet is worth of praise.
Right.
So so come and enjoy. Come and enjoy a concert. Come and celebrate, you know, with music. I know Valentine's Day is this one big day, but it, you know, we can take that idea of celebrating love, celebrating friendships, celebrating self-love even, you
absolutely.
Know, because
it doesn't have to be just romantic.
Yeah, no, and that's exactly what I think this month I've been trying to really bring up with everybody that I've talked to is like, we usually think of Valentine's Day as the romantic day, and it's like, well, I love my family, you know, and, right. And that's not romantic. I love my mom. And so why would I not use maybe this opportunity if I really want to show love,
right.
show it to them. So right. if you're single, if you're in a great relationship, if you have family, I mean, just there's somebody you love in your family. Mm-hmm. And Valentine's Day is a day to celebrate love and friendship. It's not romanticism day. That's right. not what it is, you know. So take the opportunity and come to the Horowitz Center, come, you know, to HCC, enjoy any of these things. Love yourself. If diversity is something that you're interested in, there's great opportunities. If you are a person who enjoys social causes, you know, we talked about our first play coming up, mm-hmm. that really is could inspire you. Right. So, and that's a great way to celebrate love. And that's a great way maybe to celebrate, you know, yourself, yeah. just coming in and enjoying a play that will speak deeply to yourself. So there's many ways that you can celebrate love, celebrate friendship, and just go and take that with you and give it to everybody else around you. So
I love that.
Thanks, yes. Janelle. Thank you. Beautiful. And that is all the time we have today. So I guess that's a good place to close today.
It sure
so
is.
Go and have a great time. And we will be back on Monday. Have a wonderful Valentine's Day. Enjoy the day, whatever it is that you're going to do, however you decide to celebrate. If you want to just celebrate by staying home, watching Netflix, hey, I'm all for that.
That sounds great to me.
So have a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Love yourself, love everybody, and just, you know, take life and every issue and every challenge and every moment in your life with love, and make that your prerogative today and always. Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.